Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got one shot at it. No pressure on the quarterback. It's got time to heave it. There's a whole pack of people there, and it's incomplete. And there's no flag. And the Broncos have their signature win.
Oh, Jim, well, yeah, but how about Jim Nance having his Aaron in San Diego moment?
His voice went out. The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
That's a tough look for Jim Nance, Hugh. I mean, that's an all-timer right there, and the voice went out on a Hail Mary.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Happens to the best of us, I guess.
I know. No, listen, that's why I didn't say anything, because I knew my moment was coming. I knew my moment was coming.
Which one's your favorite, Kyle? Aaron, Nance, or Douglas?
Honestly, Aaron's is my favorite. He just powered right through it.
The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
Yeah, he did power through that thing, though.
You know, Nance had to be so happy that the Eagles didn't catch the ball. Because if the Eagles catch the ball, it's a moment that's replayed over and over, right? It's a signature moment of the season. It's a Hail Mary. The fact that it didn't hit means it's not going to get played much besides us catching it,
yeah,
right? Like,
he
can kind of get away with it. That ball's caught. It's a signature play of the NFL season.
We're clowning him.
And Nance is getting clowned.
Yeah, we're clowning him for that.
Yeah.
Definitely clowning him.
Yeah, we didn't clown him regardless.
By the way, while we're on that, you think Tony Romo had work done?
I didn't see.
Romo looks different, man.
Show me the pictures. I didn't see Tony Romo.
I'll find one for you. Something's different. That whole booth yesterday seemed a little off. All right, 215-592-9494.
Say Tony Romo getting Botox.
I think so, yeah. Something's different. I can't put my finger on it. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't checked in on the polls today. I have no idea where the reaction is and all this. I know what our phone calls have said. All right, so let's check in. Who are you the most? You saw Romo? Man.
Yeah, he doesn't look too good, man.
He's not the same. That's not the Romo. If you told me that was like AI Romo, I would believe you.
His face looks really smooth.
Like good smooth or too smooth?
Well, you know, it's kind of like y'all too old to remember this. I'm going to go take you way back.
Are you going to age yourself?
Yes. Max Headroom. Am I the only person? That was a reference. I'm sorry. I'm the only person that caught that reference.
When is that? What is it from?
Somebody caught it. Well, they'll call it. It was back in the day of Coca-Cola. Max Headroom was like the face of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Or was it Pepsi? I think it was Pepsi.
Circa what year?
This was like the 80s, maybe? Maybe see. Let me look this up.
Oh, it's in the
dude, I think it was Pepsi.
The upper room.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
You see, he looked like that's what.
Yeah. This was a 1986 commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, you age yourself a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
It was 40 years ago, man.
You know what? I can't stand either one of y'all. Somebody out there that's in my age demographic knew exactly what I was talking about.
All right. No, now that you show me the photo, it does look like him. All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Yes, other than Nance's tough moment and the fact that Romo looks like he had a lot of work done on his face, here's what we actually were talking about today. Our Twitter polls today. Is the Eagles' loss to Denver on coaching or players? Hugh, how do you think this one came out?
I'm going to say coaching.
58% on the coaching staff. Who are you most frustrated with in game one of Philly's Dodgers, Topper or the players?
Topper.
73% players.
Oh, okay. That's surprising.
And do you still believe the Phillies will win this series? I'm actually disappointed in the vote. I get people are down today, but 58% no. 58% have buried the Phils after game one. That's a big number. And more to blame for the Eagles losing yesterday, the Eagles or us. Now, Kyle, do you think the us was taken as WIP? Or was it taken as the fan base?
So that's
because 23% is a large number for fans to vote on fans. I think they think you meant WIP.
Yeah, probably us as in WIP is how they read it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to blame WIP for the fact that they can't.
It is our fault. Okay. We divided Jalen and AJ.
That's right.
We started tweeting from AJ's phone.
That's right. Yes. It was our fault that he tweeted at Seth. Mm-hmm. It's our fault that Hugh got upset last week. All of that.
And we can't get this offense on the same page.
That's basically what I was told. that it was my fault.
Wonderful. Let's go to Tom in Sick River. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you know that as soon as the lineup came out on the first game, I knew we were in trouble.
What got you from the lineup? What was it?
Well, you're putting Turner first. He's been out for a month. Harper just had a baby, and Schwarber is as hot and cold as anybody.
So wait a second.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Where are they supposed to bat Harper because they just had a baby?
No, I agree. I mean, I just want to change a little bit. I didn't want to see the same thing I saw last year, you know?
Hold on. He saw the first three players in our lineup
who've
been there for the entire year and said nope.
I thought you were going to go with Bader 8.
No.
Because I wanted it in higher.
Turner, Bader, Harper, then Schwarber. I just want to put Bader second. That's all. I mean, change it up a little bit.
No, I hear you, but two issues for tonight. Bader's hurt now, so we'll see if he even plays tonight.
And then we're done.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. The other thing is I need Harper and Schwarber to each hit in the first inning. And Tom, we appreciate the phone call. I know people love the Bader idea at the top. I'd put Bader 4, but look, Boehm had a good night last night or on Saturday. Boehm's going to stick in that cleanup spot, especially tonight against the lefty in Snell. Hewitt, the injury to Bader is like the – of all the things we've complained about, that's the one that could be the biggest fallout from game one. Now, they did an MRI, came back clean. He said he expects to play in some point in this series. I don't know if they're going to put him back out there tonight one day off the injury.
That's
groin,
the thing.
A groin injury.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, with the groin injuries, they're kind of tricky, you know, because you don't want to – even though it came back negative, you don't want to push it and make it worse.
Yeah.
So maybe tonight they give him a little bit of rest to see how he's going to feel. But it's groin issues are weird. They really, really are.
You know,
I
knew the Eagles were going to lose as soon as they put out Barkley, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith and Jalen to start the game.
I thought he was going to go with the bottom of the order he didn't like. He wanted different people in, but... You know, that Turner and Schwarber and Harper, that's when I knew.
Those three best players. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
That's the end. We only spent $1 billion on those guys.
That is foreboding.
No big deal, guys. Let's go to Scott in Newtown. Wait, Scott.
Yo. Hey, Hugh, you said two things last week, man, that I can't get out of my head. One is this generation likes to throw stones and hide hands. And then the other thing you said, which is going to bring me into my Eagles point, is like, how none of the Eagles' plays have any rhythm to them. Like, you were talking about in Madden how you set up one play with the next play. And watching the game yesterday, it just feels like you pick one play from page one, and then the next play is, like, from page five. It don't seem like nothing works with each other, you know? So I just don't understand it, how we don't build up any rhythm, like, you saw one thing work a little bit. Like, why not try to use something from there? And, like, does that make sense to you, what I'm saying? Like,
it does, because, like, the thing that I always talk about when I remember certain teams that gave us issues was the ones that the actions and some of the keys that we would read were similar to pass plays and run plays. Because at the end of the day, as a defensive lineman, you have to read your keys. And you have to respect those keys. Like, going into this game, you would think that with Saquon Barkley being back there, that there would be a lot more play action off of that run look or out of that run formation. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, you know, if you line up in a run formation on first down and you get that team to bite on that run formation because you know how much of a dynamic running back Saquon Barkley is. Just like on the first couple plays that we ran in the beginning when they ran the slant plays. Remember they ran a couple slants?
Yep.
And they ran some crossers. They ran some crossing routes. To me, if I remember those plays correctly, they were off those run reads because the linebackers have to fit. They got to get their run fits first, make sure he has the ball, and then they drop back into coverage. And that allowed – the spacing for the receivers to do what they wanted to do. It just feels disjointed at times when they run this offense.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. And, like, the other thing I noticed is, like, it also feels like A.J. Brown. Like, I was at the game and I was watching. It seemed like, for the most part, he was running and he was doing his work with Surtain. But, like, it just seemed like there was nothing, like, when the play was done. Like, so once Hurts started scrambling a little bit, it seemed like, all right, the receivers felt like, all right, I did my route and that's it, you know. And then he had no one to dump it off to. But, like, it just seemed like there was no second chance. And I just wanted to say this last thing to you. So, like, yesterday my son got a ball and jersey for his birthday to wear at the game, and I know, Hugh, that was your old number, so that's cool for me. But I got to say, Ball is so cool, man. He saw my son standing by the tunnel, like, in the stands. He came right up to him, asked for a jersey, and signed it. Like, I just think that stuff is awesome.
Oh, no, man, and, he's really embraced this city since he's been here. Man, he's a good guy, too, man, a really, really good guy.
I'm not surprised, Scott. Did you tell that story? Like, that sounds like him when we've got to know him a little bit. Scott, good phone call, man. That's awesome he got to sign that. And, look, he's a great player. He's a huge part of this thing. It's unfortunate that penalty happened yesterday because, for the most part, I think of Bond, he was a heady guy. He's not a guy that gets a lot of penalties. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. That one cost him, obviously, a little bit yesterday. We're live today from Chickies of Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Joe in the Northeast talking to Phil's. Hey, Joe. Joe. It's not a good sign that Joe's not ready to roll here. I mean, I need Joe on the money here before game number two. J-Dog in Douglasville. J-Dog.
J-Dog.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
J-Dog, we're trying to get ready to turn the page tonight. What are you feeling?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. I think that, this team is just a great team. I mean, they're just so great. We know the greatness that they have. We watched it. And it's definitely a World Series team. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I think they have to dig deep, and everyone needs to do the job they need to bring the greatness. They got to believe and bring the greatness. And do they want it more? I mean, that's the thing. Do they want it more, than the other team?
The one thing that they've done, J-Dog, this year, every time that we've been down on them, really down, they bounce back, right? They get swept by the Mets, they bounce
back.
So tonight's a night that obviously people are down, and it's frustrating, and we're worried.
Bounce back game, got to be strong.
But they've bounced back all year, and I expect them to bounce back tonight.
I do expect it. I mean, but I think that, Topper's job is just to bring, you went 2 years and did not get to the World Series. You cannot let, if you're listening, Phillies players, you can't let this opportunity go. You can't do it. It's right there for the taking. This team is the best team in Major League Baseball. You cannot let it go. You have to dig deep, scrap, and fight and figure out a way. And Topper has to pull them into this, man. I mean, they have to get, facing the Giants, the movie on there, in seventh inning, or I don't know, something. But this team, you cannot let this opportunity go. They are great. They got to pull the greatness out. Every single pitch, everything. Pull and believe and pull the greatness out. They have to do it. We can't lose this. We can't squander this. It's right here, and they know it. And so it's up to Topper. You can move people to line up. You can do all that. But really, you need to play great and play relaxed and believe. That's what Topper needs to do.
Yeah, and they need to jump on Snell tonight, J-Dog. J-Dog, we appreciate the phone call. They need a lead. They need a lead in this game. Jump on Snell. And don't let – because I just feel if they get down tonight, the pressure's going to build. It's going to get tight in that building. It's a weird vibe because they haven't played well here in the playoffs in a couple of years.
Yeah, now. I totally agree. I think that in order for these fans to engage, because they're here. I mean, they're getting ready
they're
for the game.
They're already here at
Chickens. Yeah, they're getting ready for the game. So you need to get out. You need to get out to a quick start, man. And just at this point, once you get out to the quick start, just keep your foot on the gas pedal.
I know it's just a run or two, but a home run in the first inning from one of those top three guys.
Crush
just totally Schwarber, yeah.
Schwarber.
Let's go. I mean, like, it's 56 in the regular season. He needs to get going. One of them needs to hit one, just to loosen
just
things
to get
up.
Get the party started.
That's right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls. Also, we'll go around the NFL, give our thoughts on week 5 action, some big upsets. And a former Eagles quarterback.
Really big upset.
In the news, in a way you don't want to be. We'll hit all that next. It is the Midday Show, live at Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to a win with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.